Hello, Florence. How are you today? Gee, it's nice to be able to talk to you. And come to see you, just like I'm knocking at the door and waiting for you to open the screen and invite me in. How is everything? I hope you're feeling well. I'm feeling pretty good today, although I didn't know yesterday whether I was going to live. I had the darndest thing happen to me. I got sick yesterday morning about 10 o'clock. And I got sick, the kind of sickness where you think the fever's got you and you're going to die. And for all last night till yesterday afternoon, until 12 o'clock last night, my bones ached, and I came home and went to bed about 11 o'clock yesterday and stayed in bed until this morning. And you know, I took some pills, kind of aspirin stuff that they have here. And do you know that I got up this morning and felt just a little bit shaky from laying in bed, but I felt real good all day. In fact, I felt so good that I went out and played tennis this evening for about an hour, and I played a real good game. I didn't move around too fast, but I sure had a pleasant time while I was going about it. And I didn't think today that I'd be able to do anything because I about fainted once or twice when I stooped over and raised up real quick. I got real dizzy for a little bit. But isn't that strange that yesterday I'd be so shaky and sitting in bed sick? And today I feel real good. I must be going through the change of life or something. I received a very nice letter from you today. One where you told me that you had started back to work and that rush week had just passed. One, I guess, you wrote on the, let's see, it's postmarked the 17th. So, the last one I got, I think, was postmarked on the 15th, 13th, the Friday the 13th. Well, anyway, your letters sound real good, and you answer my questions, and you ask a few. You ask about the little refugee girl in this one. I think I've told you something about her in my last letter or two, or my last tape. She's still here, however. I haven't, the maid took her down to a place where some of these carts come in, and none of the people seem to know where she lives. So I'm having some of our guerrillas are going to talk to her, maybe so they can find out where to take her. She's, I think, getting a little over her homesickness, but she still wants to go home, and I can't blame her too much, although I think she's just a little Viet Cong. She sure is kind of sweet. She's different than these city kids, too. Well, today is Saturday, and although I felt real good today, I had the duty this afternoon. So I put in a full day's work. Not too exciting, except I had to go around a little bit and take some messages to different people as they came in, and I had to stay around until the boss left, and so when I went out to play tennis this evening, it was kind of late. Gets dark about 7 o'clock now, and like same at home, it gets dark earlier, although I guess about it'll get dark at 6, just about like you get dark at 6 there. However, in the winter time, we won't have the coldness, and it won't be cold and gray. It might be a little wet and gray, but well, it'll get cold enough to make me shiver like I did last year. You remember when I didn't have any sweaters? Well, it can get pretty cold. I received, the last package I received was one that had, in fact, I received two yesterday. One had some clothes in it, a couple of shirts, and a couple of pair of pants. And the other package had all of the goodies from my Aunt Jemima pancake flour, or Bisquick rather, and all those nice, quick and easy prepared things to eat. Boy, we got her made now, because the boss had some sent from Taipei, and I've got what you sent. We can make old meatballs and spaghetti and salad dressing and gravies and a lot of stuff that's real tasty, just real good. And the Exogenes, although it came wet and soaked, it doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it. So I guess we won't have to worry about the insurance. I haven't called the guy up yet. He's in Da Nang. I should write him a letter and tell him that it's here, although I sent a message by another fellow. I can't always be sure that these messages will be delivered. In your letter, you said that you left the dresser door open and Cindy got in and took out a few things. I guess these are just little things she does in the way that she wants to express her love or get close to you. Remember how old Basil used to reach in there and dig out your silk drawers? Well, this is Saturday night. This is the night for you and I to howl. This is the night for the Saturday Evening Post and the going to sleep thinking about the sleeping in the morning, Sunday. I guess I won't sleep in the morning. The boy that I play tennis with asked me if I wouldn't play before church in the morning. And I said, yes, I would like to. So we're going to go out about 8 o'clock and play some tennis. Now, you think that's all I do over here is play tennis, but I have to spend the rest of my time at the office, so I'm not... tell old Lou that I don't waste the taxpayers' money as much as... he thinks I do. I sound like I do by playing tennis and lolling around here on Sundays. But I think I'll come back about 9 o'clock and go to church. I don't know what else I'll do in the day. I should get over to the job and do some work. I've got to write up a new organization to get a position for myself so that if I'm going to get rated to the next highest rank, I've got to create a job here for me. The boss said I better do it if I was going to be successful, so I better do it, I guess. And I've got some other things to do that I could do a lot of work. paperwork anyway. But Sunday's a kind of a day of rest and taking it easy, and I can't watch the football game, so I guess I'll have to just maybe write some letters to you and some maybe send some more tape. How do you like these tapes? Would you rather have them than letters? I know there's a lot more words said here, and the tape runs for 15 or 20 minutes, so that's 15 or 20 minutes of tape that you can hear the voice, when a letter only takes about 3 minutes to read. But I don't know. I think the tapes are all right. I never get any, but I can't tell. I wonder why you don't send me a tape. You've got all the equipment to send one. It seems you could sit down and say something each day. If it was just this is Tuesday, next day this is Wednesday, I'll think of something tomorrow to say goodbye. And then on Thursday, say, this is Thursday, I haven't thought of anything to say, but I'll think of something Friday. And then Friday you can say, I thought of something to say, I'm mad at somebody up there, and I'm going to punch him in the nose, and I've got to tell somebody, so I'm telling you, Carly. And if you keep that up for 2 weeks, you'd have a tape, and then you could send it to me, and just be one between Florence and Carly, and then I would hear my baby's voice every now and then. I guess for the next couple of months, your big activities over the television and newspapers and radio is going to be the presidential campaign. I imagine by now you're hearing Slippery Dick and Humphrey shooting at each other and telling the people all about the other guy, the one telling about the other. I suspect that with Wallace thrown in there, that it's people wondering whether it's worth all the effort to even think about them, and whether it's worth an effort to vote. But I don't know. I'm firmly of the opinion that both of those guys are all right. They'll make as good a president as we've had, and better than probably most. I think that they're both dedicated men and concerned about their country, and I think they're enough politicians that they can get the most out of the Congress and the Senate, and probably produce more for the people than others. I don't know whether they've got any program to overcome some of the problems on civil rights that we have, or housing problems or slum problems. But these are mighty massive things, and I don't know whether a president is the one to do it, or whether it should be the people themselves and the Senate and the public. However, these guys are working hard, and they'll probably be as good a president as any we've had. I'm for Nixon all the way, and I think that I think a lot of people like Richard Nixon. I don't know. He's had a lot of experience. Anyway, I hope they keep going and the stock market keeps climbing around, so that my little old special selected shares, Inc., will make us a lot of money, at least to have make some interest enough to get my money what I put into it and maybe double her up. There ain't a heck of a lot you can do playing the market that way with mutuals. I've been reading a book on it now, and I see where all the sport is in playing the market and buying and selling. It's quite an interesting thing. I wish I had had more experience in the past. That might have been able to, that might have been a good way for a guy to make a few bucks without having to work so hard at it. But it's not as complicated as it seems to the outsider. However, you can't afford to play it too dangerously. Once you lose that money, she's gone. But fellas can play it so that they can win a good pile when they come against losing just a little bit if they're not so fortunate. However, you have to spend most of your time at it, and that's what old Fred did. That's how he managed to get by. I see now these guys that live right with it all the time, they have a better opportunity, and they have to have knowledge on what stocks to buy. I mean, they have to investigate the stocks and the companies and kind of figure out in world affairs what's going to be good and what's going to be lasting and what the public's going to need forever. But this stock market probably isn't too interesting to you right now, since what's interest you is old Carly here in Quan Nai, just like what interests me is Fussy Baby right there in Boulder City. I hope that everything is real exciting at the university, and that all the fall colors and the fall troubles and the fall noise and the smells and the sights and sounds are with you, and that this change of the seasons is exciting to you and makes your old blood boil and rush. And I hope that the tingle in the morning air makes you feel good, and the fact that every day that's passing is a day closer to when Carly comes home for Christmas. I'm sure that you think of that. And